But for the young and the old, you should eat some every day. Making you happy, making you bold, going to fudge right away. Combine to each radish and peas and black toy, they'll taste good to eat up and enjoy. Eat vegetables! A carrot can satisfy you and your feet. It will not be a mistake. Cabbages, cauliflower, sweet peas and yams. Taste good with chicken, potatoes and ham. Eat vegetables. Eat them right now. Eat vegetables. I'll show you how. Everyone, eat.
From you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see. swim to me. Pull me out and run home from deep to steep. Caught up in an undertow. You came to me.
Kim reminding us that we are not alone. Matthew Sweet reminding us how great he is as a guitarist. Hopefully his recovery is continuing apace. The Thunderbirds reminding us to eat our vegetables. And Jonathan Richman started us off reminding us that it feels good to drive with the radio on. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Come up before the end of the show. We're going to chat with Scott Hoying and Mark Hoying. Scott is from Pentatonix. Mark is his husband. And they have a fun new record out called My Family. We're going to talk about that and hear a song from it. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined on Zoom by Scott and Mark Hoying, whose new album, My Family, is out now. It's great to have you both here. First of all, the album's name written out is M-Y-F-A-M-I-L-Y. Do you think of it as, like, should I say M-Y-F-A-M-I-L-Y, or is it My Family? What do you think of the album as being called?
We just say My Family.
Yeah.
Okay. And does it stand for something? Do all those letters stand for something?
Each song on the album, like the first letter of each title of each song, spells out My Family.
Oh, that's so sneaky. And it makes it so you can avoid having to do all the struggling with sequencing. You can just, like, well, this is how it has to be. Like, I've got two Y's.
A plug-and-play template, which is
That's fantastic. Well, Scott, you're probably best known for as being co-founder and member of Pentatonix, the a cappella group known especially for Christmas albums and tours. And that's, I think, almost entirely family-friendly, and a lot of families, I'm sure, love it. But doing a kid's record seems to be kind of a different critter. So how did you two decide we're going to do a kid's record? How did that come about?
Oh, my gosh, it came about really naturally. I feel like, one, we both just love Pixar, animation, anything Disney, and I had worked with Disney, and, like, we are just in the process of starting a family and going on this whole surrogacy journey, and it's a long journey, and, like, I think it was, like, a way to, like, create something for our kids to listen to and to create something we both really love and care about, and Pentatonix is family-friendly, so it's kind of a little bit adjacent to the world, and, like, we see families come to our shows all the time and the memories they all make together, and our Christmas music being, like, the soundtrack to such important memories and amazing memories for so many families, I think that also inspired us wanting to do that for kids. And I also had, like, a band that I was obsessed with as a kid. That was a kid's...
You also play them on the radio, too.
Oh, Trout Fishing America?
Yeah, we saw
that. Oh, they're fantastic,
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I, like, went to their concerts. They're, like, one of the reasons I even got into music. And so it was a combination of all that.
Yeah, and also we... So I guess one of our first... ventures into the children's space is when we released our first picture book back in 2024. And it was called How Lucky Am I? And it was all about making the most of your life and just being grateful for every day that you have. And then shortly after that, we started working on our second book, which was called Fa La La Family. And that's all about the different types of families that are celebrated during the holidays. It can be a mom and you, a dad or two, your doggies, your pets, your chosen family, whoever is love in your life. And then as we were working on that book, we had this amazing idea. Oh my gosh, we should make a children's album. We've always wanted to make music together. We've written songs in the past together, but we thought it was just the perfect opportunity to build the world of that children's space that we were excited to dive into these past couple of years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the Trout Fishing in America reference is super interesting. And, like, my family's all from Arkansas. You know, they're from Northwest Arkansas. And I suppose you grew up in Texas, right, Scott? Remember that? Yeah, so I guess they probably toured down there. I know they would come down there a lot. But those guys are great. They're, like, so foundational to a lot of the family music that's out there today. And that, I mean, that kind of leads into my next question. So I think I kind of know your answer, Scott, to some extent, but I want to hear, like, tell me a little bit about what your life was in music when you were kids. And if there was a particular song or a concert or an album that made you say, oh, I got to do music. This has got to be part of my life, not necessarily the entirety of my life. But so both of you talk a little bit about that.
Well, the Trout Fishing in America, well, when I was a kid, I would, like, always emulate my sister. She was always singing, and so I would sing, too, and it started out as country music because I grew up in Texas, and there was, like, this little place in Arlington, Texas, this little, like, country music review called Johnny High's, and I would, like, I remember being 8 years old in a belt buckle and a cowboy hat, and I went and sang there, Ace in the Hole by George Strait, and I was, like, that was, like, the beginning of my performance and, like, love for music and performing.
I'm just going to pause for a second to say, that's amazing.
I know. You better have an ace in the hole. Which is wild. So then I was also like, I think my dad stumbled upon Trout Fishing in America, and he loved how clever their music was, so he would always play it for me. And it was just like a family thing we all loved. We had all the songs memorized, and like, I just thought like the nursery rhyme one where oh, mother, how everyone's down to the cupboard. And then, like, it would always, into the punchline was always, like, threw him out the window.
Window, yeah.
that really tickled me as a kid. And just their songs were so clever. And I would go to their concerts, and I would just be enthralled start to finish. And when I was, like, six or something, I went to a concert, and I came home and was like, Mom, I want to tour the world and sing and make people happy for the rest of my life.
Holy smokes, and you're doing it, man.
He plays for them for me all the time still too. Like, he has all his favorites that he always references when we're writing songs or when we're just in the mood for something fun and lighthearted.
Yeah. That's awesome. I was about to reference a song that's like kind of not light. It is lighthearted, but it's got a heavy, like the I got a friend that you can't see. My friend's name is nobody. You
know that song?
It's like kind of sad, but it's also kind of like sweet. It's an intro. They're so good.
And what's the other one that we're talking about the other day?
Chico de Gallo.
How about you, Mark? Mark, you were up in Seattle, I think, right?
Yeah.
So what was your music life as a child?
Yeah, so my parents loved music growing up. So every day, driving to school, driving back, driving to like practice or theater, they would just play all types of music, especially my dad. He loved 50s and 60s music. He loved the Bee Gees and Stevie Wonder, Motown, all the way up to like Olivia Newton-John. Like, he like had such a wide breadth of music that he liked. And music is such a big part of Filipino culture too. Like, I grew up like loving just, you know, all of the big singers or doing karaoke with my family. And that was just such a part of my childhood. And that definitely carried over for my love for music growing up. And it's fun because even on one of the songs on our album, it's called Mahal Kita, and it teaches kids how to say, I love you in Tagalog, the Filipino language.
Yeah.
And we called my parents one day and we were like, oh my gosh, okay, so Scott is going to sing a little bit in Tagalog. I already know the phrases, but can you teach Scott some phrases? So we had them teach Scott over the phone, and we took a recording of that phone call and put little pieces of that phone call into the song and surprised them. And they're, you know, almost like little secret features, collaborations on the album.
So it wasn't even the original plan. The phone call was just so sweet. And they were like, amazing. Yeah.
That's so
a lot of my parents. Yeah.
Well, as I told you before we came on the air, we've been playing the version of You Are My Sunshine featuring just the legendary Bella Fleck on the show. If you're going to choose one other sort of non-Christmas song, it's still September, that you think would sound great on the radio, what are we going to go with here?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, that's great too.
It, like, the whole album opens or Fall Out Family.
But
definitely not.
I think
radio, that's like 5 minutes long.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, I feel like, is like
the opening song on the album is called it's a medley of Mary Had a Little Lamb, Rock by Baby, and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It's like really feel good and relaxing, and that's the one I always play, like, if I'm in traffic and need calm.
I love that one.
All right. That sounds great. Well, thanks again to you guys, Scott and Mark Hoying. The new record is called My Family. It's got a holiday song or two, but also a bunch of stuff you want to listen to right now and year-round. You can find it, I assume, on all the streaming services. Anywhere you're looking for it, you can find it. Thanks so much for calling. It's great to meet you guys.
Thanks for having us. Nice to meet you.
And
congrats on 20 years.
Thank you very much.
Incredible.
That is Scott Hoying and Mark Hoying with their version of that medley, including Mary Had a Little Lamb and other stuff. Thanks again to them for calling in. Heard from Little Miss Anne before them. And we've reached the end of the show, friends. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Bill Childs. I'm with you every week. I do appreciate it. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. You can listen to the most recent show at kutx.org, or you can go farther back in the archive at sparetherock.com. You've got options, is what I'm saying. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants this week. It is moles, hounds, bears, bees, and hares. All five of those things in this economy? It's wild. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Moles, moles, spending their lives down a hole. And when it's raining, they get complaining and run around out of control. Moles, hounds, hounds, walk with their nose to the ground. The joy in their eyes and the shock of surprise when they bring you the thing that they found. Spend most of their time inside hives, but when the breeze knocks the hive off the trees, oh, we better run for our lives. Bees, hares, hares, some call them bunnies, who cares? Though it sounds phony, rabbits were coney out on this island right here.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
You're listening to